kua tai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for one of the best segments of the week. It is the Scorpio Books Spotlight. We've just been discussing summer outfits.
Summer outfits are very important.
Oh, aren't they? Aren't they? And it's just like, you know, it's there's a few weeks pre-summer where it gets a bit stressful, though, you know?
Yeah, it's like the difference between spring and winter, and you're like, cool, it's sunny now. Is it going to start pouring down later?
Yeah, and it's going to be horrible. And am I the same person I was last summer, you know? Yeah. Crazy things. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
What's been going on?
Getting ramped up for Christmas at Scorpio, so everything's been a bit chaotic, but you know, it's always exciting.
Yeah, I have heard you're getting a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, it's getting a bit crowded in next door where we receive all our stuff, but you know, we're chatting through it.
Can also imagine like when you get a shipment of books. Like, that's not a small package, is it?
No. It is always really fun to unpack, though.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
You get to see
all
the fun, shiny things that are coming in.
Yeah, and you get the fresh paper smell.
Yeah.
Now, you have two books in front of us today.
I have two books today. Yes, I'm deviating from form again, and this time I'm talking about nonfiction stuff.
Yeah, but these look very...
They're very fun.
Interesting. Like,
both of them have ridiculously long names.
Yes, I love... Now, can I just say I love a book with a really long name?
I love it as well, but also it does make it really hard to review. Every time I'm, like, talking about one of them, I have to say the whole name.
Yeah, right.
They're very... Both of these are very good. So we've got How to Win Friends and Influence Fungi and The Encyclopedia of the Weird and Wonderful by Milo Rossi. How to Win Friends and Influence Fungi is like, it's not one author, it's a collection of basically if you took TED Talks and you make like transcribed them. It's by an organization called Nerd Night, which describes themselves as the Discovery Channel but with beer, which I think sounds delightful.
Yeah, cool, I'm down.
They're both very good for like picking up and putting down. You don't have to sit down and read them all at once.
Nice.
They are like very good collections of tidbits and educational snippets that aren't really long enough to write an entire book on, but are sort of worth discussing.
And like worth kind of writing down.
And so How to Win Friends and Influence Fungi is like, it's a basically, if you've ever watched a TED Talk and you've gone, this is really interesting, but I wish I had a collection of essays that are written by these people that are also funny and not like just very dry, you know, technical language. Congrats, this is for you. It's very good. It takes the sort of knowledge and chaos that their tagline promises and condenses it into segments that are sort of a few pages long. There's fun little doodles. There's little descriptions at the end of each one which talk about who the creator of each segment is. Different experts on each field who are talking about
them. It's nice they get like their time though.
So it's very fun. It's got these really cute little doodles in there as well. So it's not just
God, and there's actual like footnotes and stuff as well.
There's footnotes, there's sources. I think the back part of it has like
It's really lovely formatted.
Yeah, it's got a lot of sources, and it's got every single one of them is just, it's so cute because you really get the feeling that the person who is writing them is genuinely enthusiastic. It feels a lot like if you've ever talked to your friend, and I have been that friend who has a very strong special interest. And they will just like sit there and ramble at you, and you're like, I'm just having a great time hearing what you love. This feels like that in book form.
It's getting people to talk to the things they love, you know, the things they know about.
Yeah, and so it's broken up into segments, and each section is, this is clearly built for the people who love nonfiction stuff but hate dry reading, because the sections have fun titles, including but not limited to creature features, bodily fluids, death and taxes, but mostly just death, and more. There's something for everyone. I have a... My special interest is deep sea creatures, and so the
is sex, it?
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. I mean, also manga, but like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, love deep sea creature.
But so there's a section called Stomatopods, Why Is My Thumb Bleeding and My Mind Blown? And that made me cackle because it discusses mantis shrimp, which is a little critter who, if we hadn't studied them so much, you would think that they are a cryptid. They are a type of shrimp. They have arms, not claws, that can accelerate faster than a bullet, and they look completely crazy. Some of them are just like these crazy bright colors.
Yeah, yeah.
And the segment on them is very good because it sort of goes into our history of knowing about them, the science and physics and behavior of them, and it's like 2 pages long. You get so okay. much in like 2 pages,
yeah, wow.
and it's only one of the, I think, 70 plus essays.
Yeah, and it's this tiny fraction of the book. Yeah. That's very cool. Can't they see more colours in us?
Yeah. So yeah. it's like they have more colour receptors in their eyes. I think we have 3, they have 16.
Oh my God.
So it's not so much more colours, it's more like spectrums of light.
Yeah,
so they can
yeah.
see, I think they can see like infrared and ultraviolet light. So like kind of like how bees see certain frequencies
right,
that we
right.
don't see. So yeah, wild. Like
it's so hard to like comprehend.
I know.
As well.
I think I'll see. There's like this very like look at that. That's such a silly little doodle that just breaks up.
Oh,
the segment.
I like that.
But
yeah.
you even if you're reading it and you're like, oh, like fun little doodles, you always get drawn back into the writing because the person who's writing about it clearly just is so excited to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, right. Cool. You've got to love that. You've got to admire
yeah.
that.
So even though each sort of segment is so short, it does feel like you do kind of feel like you've just scratched the surface of their knowledge. But even as you're sort of going, oh man, it's over already, you start reading the next one and you're like, oh, another
hooked
exciting
again.
Thing.
Yeah, you're
like,
hooked again.
Yeah,
yeah right.
It's very, very fun. You get sort of excited to jump into the next segment that comes along. So the next one.
Yeah, book number 2.
Book number 2, another crazy long title.
Yeah.
The Encyclopedia of the Weird and Wonderful is very similar to How to Win Friends and Influence Fungi, except there's one difference, which is that it's written by one person.
So yeah, right.
Where this one is a collection of presenters, this is one author. Milo Rossi is a archaeologist and educational YouTuber, and he's basically taken a bunch of little snippets that aren't really long enough to write a full book on and has smushed them into a curated selection of science and history and smushed them all together into this wonderful hodgepodge of knowledge. His enthusiasm is infectious. As you're reading, he's got this very... very strong voice, and so you're reading it and it feels like he's just kind of chatting with you, and it's his enthusiasm is infectious because it just kind of pulls you from one page to the next.
Yeah, right.
Even though each topic only takes up a sort of small chunk of the page, there's these gorgeous little doodles again, and it
yeah can
you
I see
of,
this one
yeah,
yeah.
yeah
this one looks
it's very visual.
Oh my God. God.
Like, a lot of work has clearly gone into just the design of
Whoa.
The book. Yeah, it's really cute, eh? There's, like, all these gorgeous little coloured pages that sort of break up the monotony, and there's very
Wow.
strong little headlines at the top of each of them. When you sort of finish, it feels like the world is bigger and more mysterious than before because it's, you know, you're just touching on a subject. You're not hearing the whole thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, right.
From the enigmatic remains of centuries-old civilizations to the heartbreaking story of a heroic messenger pigeon, history reaches out to the reader on these pages and you can't help but sort of feel like you're engaged with it. They are a bit more varied in length. Some of them do cover, you know, a couple pages, whereas others are like maybe half a page.
Oh, yeah.
But all of them have, like, the book is broken up into sections, and so all of them will tie into a theme. And the long ones sort of serve to feel as a bit of a breather before you can continue on your journey.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
I will say the only shortcoming that I have found with these books is I you sort of start to get invested and then you finish.
Right,
you
yeah, okay.
You are kind of feeling a little bit unsatisfied with the amount of writing on each topic, but I sort of would find myself getting invested and then I sort of realised that's the point. These aren't meant to be standalone articles. You're supposed to go and get interested and then research on your own.
Yeah, yeah. How many things have you, like, flicked to Google?
I have had a few. Like, there was like, the one about the carrier pigeon, it's like, 2 pages. And I was kind of like, wait, no, hang on, what happened? And I actually, like, Googled it and found out that after he died, he got a medal. This little carrier pigeon got a medal. And then, like, the bit that made me go, oh, that's a bit brutal, is that he was then taxidermied and kept in the museum so that people could see him. And it's like, you're not supposed to treat these books as a textbook. They're more like a collection of newspaper clippings on a corkboard.
Yeah.
You're sort of supposed to get inspired to go explore on your
own. I love that.
Yeah. I feel like I was primed to love these because anyone who liked reading horrible histories growing up will love these because
I'm
they
doomed.
Have the same vibe.
I'm doomed.
it very much takes the fact that nonfiction doesn't have to be taken seriously. You can make silly little jokes. You can add illustrations and make things fun. They're perfect for Christmas gifts for people in your life who know that they like to read nonfiction. Or for people who really enjoy pub quizzes and trivia nights, because there's so many little facts in here. I'm really glad that I read them now because they're perfect as stocking stuffers. So I really hope that some of my family members are
listening
to this.
Literally, I'm just like, stuff loads in my stocking.
They might have names that are a nightmare to say, but they are the perfect books to read and snack on. So, Encyclopedia of the Weird and Wonderful by Milo Rossi and How to Win Friends and Influence Fungi. Win Friends and Influence Fungi is currently in stock. The Encyclopedia of the Weird and Wonderful is on its way. It should be back in stock in a couple of weeks, so you can slide on in and make a special order for it.
Oh, I love stuff like this. Oh,
it's so like
we're seeing Brutley's in.
Like little trivia books, but not meant for children. I feel like it's a really rare thing.
It is. And like, you know, an adult should have as much opportunity to discover weird
silly
shit
facts.
Like a child.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for both these books.
Thanks
I'm
for having me.
Hooked and will definitely be buying these because I love a show like
silly
this. Oh my
trivia.
God.
Yeah.
Silly little trivia. Working today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Busy
my
day. It's your Monday.
Yep.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming. And to our audience, that has been
Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight, e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.